There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's move to our next guest. It is Mike Al-Mefleh, who is Middle East Regional Director for BlackBerry Mobile. Mike, good to have you here. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
So look, let's start with, I've got a piece of paper here, and it says, you will be making a major announcement on the afternoon of day one, October the 8th, which by my reckoning is today. So the announcement has happened.
Correct.
So tell us, what was it?
Let me just tell you a bit. BlackBerry Mobile, so we had a partnership with TCL to bring BlackBerry devices or the hardware into the different parts of the world. So the software is still coming from BlackBerry Limited, the most secure Android software or on any Android devices in the market. We have launched this year a product called BlackBerry Q1 Silver in May. Further, we have launched last month the Q1 Black. And the third addition to the family of BlackBerry mobile products was the BlackBerry Motion. And you're correct, we launched this about an hour ago at the main keynote. So actually, the BlackBerry Motion marks another milestone of BlackBerry products in the region. And actually, the exciting things about it, it's the first in the world to be launched here in Dubai.
Okay, so tell us about the BlackBerry. Give us more about the BlackBerry Motion. There are people who are loyal, beyond loyal fans of BlackBerrys and the way BlackBerrys were, enterprise solution customers, of course. But we have seen iPhones, the iOS system come along. We've seen the Android system, which you have now adopted. What would make somebody think, well, I need one of these BlackBerry Motion devices?
So for one thing, we bring in different options to the customer. So the key one is represent the keyboard, physical keyboard DNA of BlackBerry. The BlackBerry Motion is an all-touch device. What's really unique about the BlackBerry Motion, so it's very important, like we say, I mean, battery life is very important to customers. So this comes with 4,000 milliamps, which is give you about 32 hours of continuous usage, be it whether it's you are in your corporate email, personal email, social networking, or even calls. So keep you going, so you don't have to be chained to a cafe or something to charge your phone.
How much difference does that make? I mean, I think my phone is a 3,000 milliamp battery, if I'm right. 3,300 is kind of the top end on the one of the Samsung phones, for example. How much of a difference does that make when you take into consideration what a screen needs in this modern?
Correct. Era? This was tested on a power user to where they really have multiple usage of that. And then as well take into account, it's not only about the milliamps of the battery, but as well as the power management via the software. How we take into account the usability, how much the screen is on, etc. So this is a balanced usage. This is one of the key ones in this device. Further, we have this is the first dual SIM from BlackBerry. So this is very important that, you know, the customers really in need of having different tariffs, different SIM cards in their device when they travel, especially whether it's be it consumer or enterprise. So they have the option to have two SIM cards in there.
Is it 4G on both SIM cards?
One is 4G, the other one 3G, 2G.
You're really waiting for this 4G, aren't you?
Yes. No, I like a bit of 4G.
If I could say, this is the first time you've been to Gitex. This is the first time BlackBerry have done such a big announcement here. And you mentioned about the Motion, this keyboard. So you do have loyal followers. You have a lot of famous people who say, I love BlackBerry because I feel safe and secure, but it's the keyboard. So is that something you decided to listen to and bring back? Or
We had brought in the past. There have been some all-touch. So actually, with an all-touch, we still give the same a very good experience in typing with the virtual keyboard. We still give the users to be able to type, giving you the prediction, the flicking, understanding what you're going to type next. You can type up to three languages in one paragraph, and it'll understand it as you start typing some of the letters. Sequence, if you type the French after the second letter, it knows that's French, what have you, and then start prediction to you in that language. The other thing we have brought in this device as well is something called Locker. It's a feature, for example, if you have a fingerprint sensor, if you take a picture and you choose to take it privately and put it in a special folder so you can apply your finger sensor or a password, and it will store it in a locker. We call it a locker, where it doesn't get backed up to the Google Drive. It's just in a secure place within the phone. And this is like whether you have pictures, videos, or even files as well.
So this is the legacy of what BlackBerry have always done. It has always been about that kind of enterprise level, that top level encryption security, isn't it?
Okay.
Is that who's going to take this kind of device?
I mean, it's actually targeted for both consumers and I mean, at the end of the day, an enterprise corporate user is still a user, going to be using social networking applications, etc. But as well, this is actually targeting both. It's important even for normal consumers, because privacy is becoming something really very important and big. We do have an application called DTEC, which is scans through your phone and all your applications, and it shares with you what did this application try to access. For example, if you have a flashlight and it tried to access your microphone or your contacts, so this tells you something that somebody is trying to tamper. Actually, the security is built from the bottom up with the BlackBerry devices. It's not something comes later on top of the device, but through the whole process from manufacturability and within the process, within the operating system and the applications.
Michael Mefflet is the Middle East Regional Director for BlackBerry Mobile. BlackBerry Motion, we'll have to see. Have you got one of those with you?
Yes, I do.
We're going to have a look at that okay. Now. Take some pictures, put them online if you want to see the phone. Mike, good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.